This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Oh, I'm sorry. This is some juicy stuff, man. I just saw this article, and oh, my gosh. I tell you, it's like the parents are fighting. Did you guys see this? Google and Amazon, I don't want to say they're at war, but oh, my gosh, they are ticked off at each other, and it is starting to get nasty. I mean, we've been sitting here, us little folk, you know, watching these big, huge companies get bigger and bigger, and then joining, and then merging, and interweaving their products. And I remember going, wait a second, aren't they in competition with each other on just some level? And then what's going to happen? Is there going to be this big divorce and mommy's going to leave daddy or daddy's going to leave mommy? Well, apparently this is they call this a rare spat. I'm not going to call it a spat. I think this is some big heavy duty stuff. Okay? So this little baby, they're calling it a little baby spat in the technology industry. Apparently it escalated when Google, this is a good scoop. Not that I want to see big companies fight or anything, but it's like, you know, you look at these companies going, oh my God, you know, everybody has private planes, okay? They get to have these big, huge, you know, I don't know, businesses that make billions and trillions of dollars, and, you know, I'm sitting here picking up a quarter I find in the parking lot on my way to go see a $1.99 movie. You know, so it's kind of fun, all right, to see, you know, some of these people have to deal with things that we have to deal with. But anyway, let me give you all the scoop. Okay, so Google said, ooh, this is juicy. Google said it would block its video streaming application YouTube from two Amazon.com devices. And Amazon's panties are all up in a bunch on this. Why? Because Amazon is not selling Google hardware. Okay, anybody who says all these companies aren't in bed with each other and, you know, I don't know, intermixed and, you know, rubbing each other's back or doing whatever, you're naive, okay? And look at how, no, this could be an act of war. This could be, okay. So the feud is the latest in Silicon Valley, they're saying, and you and I as a customer, we're like, wait a second, I want my YouTube. Apparently, if YouTube isn't on some of these devices, then the devices end up being worthless. And then Amazon may, in their billion-dollar industry, lose a couple bucks, okay? And nobody, no big company likes to lose a couple bucks. That's how they got to be a big company. So Amazon and Google. Now, Google is owned by Alphabet, Inc. You know that? I don't know when that happened, but I guess Alphabet owns Google. They square off in many areas, like cloud computing, online search. Now they have these voice-controlled gadgets. So, you know, Google Home and Amazon Echo. Do any of you guys have a Google Home or Amazon Echo? All right, these things are pretty cool because what you could do is you go, you know, hey, Google, and then Google listens to you. And you can tell Google to do something. If I want to go to bed listening to sounds of rain, I go, hey, Google, play some sounds of rain, and it'll do it for me. Don't have a Google Home next to your bed, honestly, because if all I have to do is say, hey, Google, and it listens, I mean, what happens if I say, you know, hey, Michael Fassbender? I mean, you know, hey, it's in the bedroom. So it listens, it records. So I would take it out of the bedroom. But people use their Google Home or their Amazon Echo. I think Amazon Echo is Alexa. You go, hey, Alexa. And so you could ask them the weather when you want to get dressed. You could ask them for an alarm. You could ask them to play a song. So they've already kind of been a little bit of competition. So I guess, Amazon's voice control devices has outsold Google's. Yeah, I'm hearing the Amazon Echo is better than the Google Home, and I bought the Google Home like an idiot because it was cheaper, I guess. I don't know. I like to save money. Like, I do not need to add to their billions and billions of dollars. I really don't. All right, so in a statement, Google said, oh, okay, here it goes. Here's Google. Getting all mad. I'm sorry. This just really entertains me. I just have to talk about it. Amazon doesn't carry Google products like Chromecast and Google Home. Doesn't make its Prime Video available for Google Cast users, and last month stopped selling some of our sister company Nest's latest products. Given this lack of reciprocity, that's a big word there for me, reciprocity, we are no longer supporting YouTube on Echo Show and Fire TV. I don't know what the hell those are, but that sounds big to me. Google says we hope we can reach an agreement to resolve these issues soon. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, now here's Amazon. Oh, Amazon's coming back. Okay. So, like, Google is like the mama and Amazon's like the dad. Oh, no. Yo, Google's like the daddy and Amazon's like the mama. So Amazon's like, oh, hell no. Amazon is like, Google is setting a disappointing precedent by selectively blocking customer access to an open website. Ooh. It said it hoped to resolve the issue with Google as soon as possible. I wonder what the makeup sex would look like. I mean, you wonder, oh my gosh, I wonder what the unification would be. Guys, I would be scared. I would be scared because I have a hunch that in order for these two to make up, this mommy and daddy to make up, they are going to suggest some sort of a merger. And now we went from two monster companies to, like, a big super. Okay, remember in Thor, there was that big guy that had to help kill the big monster. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, that right there. So they said it is hoped to resolve this issue with Google so it's possible. So, but customers could access YouTube through the internet, just not on an app in the meantime. All right. So what does that mean for you and I? Nothing. We still don't make the money that they do. I guess Amazon and Apple mended ties earlier when they pronounced a Prime Video would not come to Apple TV. Not sure what that is. September, Google cut off YouTube from the Amazon Echo Show. There's an Amazon Echo Show? Okay, the Dr. Dahlia Show has been just failing and drowning in horrible ratings this whole time. They come up with this Amazon Echo Show and Google, right, you know, gets to be involved. I got to figure out how to do a better show. So anyway, we'll see what I was doing. Very, very juicy stuff. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. I don't know any of this tech stuff, but I am not buying an Amazon Echo or a Google Home or a YouTube app or an Alphabet or a Nest or any of those. Okay, I want to make another company rich. All right, guys, I want to talk about a euthanasia machine. It's a machine that you can kill yourself in. It's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Okay, I talked too much, but I got to tell you, that was my chair. It was really noisy, okay? That wasn't gas. That just made a really weird sound. Hold on a second. Yeah, see, that's my chair, okay? Whew, trust me. You guys were talking like nuclear cloud if it was gas. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, before we get to some of our medical headlines, Time's Person of the Year has been revealed. And it's not a person of the year. It's actually a group of the Silence Breakers. And the Silence Breakers have been honored for speaking out against sexual harassment. They are the 2017 Person of the Year. I think Donald Trump made the 2016. There was a lot of controversy because they were thinking about making Colin Kaepernick the Person of the Year for 2017. And, I, you know, personally, I think whoever is the person of the year should be somebody that has really made, you know, an impact, somebody that really loves to save lives. Like, for example, there was somebody who I believe saved 30 lives in the Las Vegas shooting a couple months ago at the Harvest 91 Festival. And I would love to see somebody like that honored, but this is good. This one's good because these people were very, very instrumental. This was very revolutionary over the past few months. Tsunami, I get that, and there's a lot of other complications arising from this. However, it needed to happen. And now a woman isn't embarrassed by saying they were assaulted. Now, those of us women who we're really embarrassed about how we lost our virginity when we didn't want to, now feel very comfortable admitting it. And so you almost, with women around the world, feel a little, not around the world, because there's a lot of places that don't have the freedom of speech like we do, but you have a lot of women across the country that kind of got a little sigh of relief saying, okay, I'm not the only one. Oh my gosh, I'm not the only one. If this happened to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, then, and sometimes that helps you cope. You know, we do something called suppression and repression when it comes to memories and our past. And there are things that happen to us. And as we try to intellectualize it or try to psychologically manage it, when something happens of, let's say losing your virginity in the worst possible way. Now, I would say the worst possible way would be a gang rape. But in a way that you never wanted to. It was not consensual, all right? You go through this process of, okay, you know what? It was my fault. I shouldn't have kissed the person. I shouldn't have been away from my group of friends. I decided to go over and talk to him. Or, you know, you go through so many different things of you're blaming yourself. And the reason why you do that, okay, it's not so much because you want to get down on yourself. It's because it's in human's nature to come up with a plan so this doesn't happen again. So you go back and say, well, it's because this or this. Same, I've talked about this. Same thing whenever you have like a mass shooting or you have a very horrible tragedy. You know, people want to know, well, wait a second. Okay, what did the victims do that I wouldn't do or I shouldn't do from here on out? Now, it's not a very effective and successful means because most victims are victims beyond their control. I mean, if you were in the Twin Towers, September 1, 2001, I mean, there's nothing different you could have done. Although on that note, I remember them interviewing a couple days later, a guy that came to work late. You know, he was late and he missed the train and, you know, he was listening to his music. And I think he still even had his earbuds or earphones on during the interview. And, you know, they were interviewing him and they go, so how late to work were you? I was like 15 minutes late, and lucky for him, being 15 minutes late, he's alive. So, you know, but for the most part, if you're a victim, there's not really a lot you could have done. Now, mind you, some victims who, you know, were, oh, yeah, well, I was in his hotel bed, and okay, you're like, what the heck were you doing in the hotel bed? And, you know, why were you in his bed? You know, type of thing. But in terms of, you know, somebody being a child, that's innocent. A child, what's a child knowing? You know, how does a child know that just because they're sitting there watching TV on a bed, you know, how did he know that he was going to be a victim to Kevin Spacey, allegedly? Or, you know, when many of these Hollywood meetings happen in a hotel room, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, how were these women up in a person's hotel room and not thinking that something was going to happen? Well, a lot of meetings do happen in hotel rooms. They do. You know, with the radio industry, when there's parties that are hosted or dinners hosted or events hosted or food, you know, it's very common to have food brought up to the suite or to the room and cocktails there, etc., and it's a venue. And so if an audition happened in a hotel room, that doesn't necessarily mean it's something seedy. If a business meeting happened in a hotel room, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, clothes were off. However, it does, to me, it's not the most advantageous for a future victim, because now they're in a hotel room, there's a bathroom there, there's a shower, there's a lot of opportunity for nudity or for things to be taken into a bed. But meetings happen in rooms all the time. All right, we're going to meet in room 205. We're going to discuss this. We're going to go down to the, you know, because places don't just offer meeting space. They just don't. You can't sit there and talk in a bar. So I'm not that shocked about, you know, those types of, shall we say, interactions, that the locations for interactions. But anyway, so Time Magazine, I apologize, trying to get my reading glasses on. The magazine calls them the voices that launched a movement. So among them were Ashley Judd, Rose McGowan. These were actresses who accused movie mogul Harvey Weinstein and helped lead to his downfall. Activist Tarana Burke, creator of the Me Too movement, Alyssa Milano. And so these quote-unquote silence breakers basically, you know, caused spurned a revolution, and a very historical one, a very major change now in how things may be done in companies and Hollywood and hospitals around the country. And it was enough to, I guess, make it to Time Magazine list. Talkers Magazine list. I love Talkers Magazine, too. Talkers Magazine rocks. But Time Magazine. All right, so they had to be influential. I guess in choosing its person of the year, Time has said it names a person or people who have had the greatest influence over the last 12 months. 2016, I believe it was Donald Trump. 2015, it was German Chancellor Angela Merkel. 2014, it was the Ebola fighters. 2013, it was Pope Francis. So, yeah, oh, I can't believe Pope Francis has been Pope now for a while, that long. So, good. Trump did make the short list again. They said, the president said last month that Time had called to say that I was probably going to be named person of the year like last year, but I would have to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said probably is no good and took a pass, thanks anyway. I thought, you have to admit, Trump's funny. You have to admit, Trump is very, very funny. All right, now, really quickly here. Apparently, Harvey Weinstein now, I think, has a full-blown class action suit against him. We have 6 women now suing, and including Knicks owner James Dolan, claiming they engaged in racketeering by covering up sex assault allegations. This is breaking news. I apologize. So I have not digested this yet. But a lawsuit filed Wednesday at federal court in New York claims that his actions to cover up the assaults amounted to civil racketeering. Now, racketeering is a crime most commonly used in criminal cases involving crime organizations like the mafia. The lawsuit claims that a coalition of companies and people became part of the growing Weinstein sexual enterprise, and that they worked with Weinstein to conceal his widespread sexual harassment and assaults. Among those listed as a defendant is Knicks owner James Dolan and former director of the Weinstein Company. They say the Weinstein sexual enterprise had many participants grew over time as the obfuscation of Weinstein's conduct became more difficult to conceal. So plaintiffs include scriptwriter and actress Louisette Geis, actress Catherine Zendel, Zoe Brock, Sarah Ann Thomas, Melissa Sagmiller, and Nanette Klatt. I don't know who those are. I apologize. But all of these women have told their stories publicly, so they were able to. They're beautiful women. I'm sure more may join the lawsuit. According to the lawsuit, actresses and other women in the film industry were lured to industry events, hotel rooms, Weinstein's home, office meetings, or auditions under the pretense that they were to discuss a project. At least 75 women have come forward in the media to detail accounts of assault, harassment, inappropriate conduct by Weinstein. Weinstein's 65 years old. He's being investigated by police in L.A., Beverly Hills, New York, and now London. So it's going to be ongoing, and it's going to be really, really rough for him, but, you know, really rough for the women that he assaulted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a doctor created a 3D printed euthanasia machine that's supposed to end life painlessly. An Australian doctor gets credit for this. His name is Dr. Death, Philip Nitschke, according to thetechtimes.com. And he created this quote-unquote death machine with the aim of helping people commit suicide in an efficient and painless manner. The known as Dr. Death, the founder, he is the founder of an organization that promotes voluntary euthanasia. He also wrote a suicide handbook called The Peaceful Pill, and he thinks that his intervention can help people die peacefully. Now, Dr. Nitschke used to speak about euthanasia only for those who were terminally ill, but he appears to have changed his mind as he now thinks that each individual has a right to choose to live or die. He also developed a machine that can be used by people who no longer wishes to live, and it's called the Sarco Capsule. Now, this doctor is about 70 years old, and he developed the Sarco Capsule in the Netherlands. Apparently, people have been able to legally end their lives with the assistance of a doctor since 2001. Use of the machine, however, does not need a doctor around. He goes, in my opinion, when it comes to the Sarco, a doctor is not necessary. There are still certain conditions that people need to meet before they are considered, like being of sane mind, but this is determined by an online questionnaire. Okay, I do not want anybody filling out, hacking into my domain and filling out my questionnaire. I do not want to leave this earth until the Lord wants me to. When God goes, all right, Dahlia, I need you up here with me, I'd be like, really now? Can you just wait? Wait, there's a Michael Fassbender movie I really, really need to see. You can see it up here. I'll see it with you. I can see it here. Oh, yeah, man. We get it in Dolby sound. What's that big digital 3D IF? Is it IFX? Whatever the IMAX. I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm really worried when the Lord wants me. I really do. Because I don't know what he's going to have me do. You know, I mean, I pretend I work a lot. Look, we can talk straight. Can we all talk straight? Okay, I know I do full-time radio, and I teach, and I have so many hats I wear, journalism, all this stuff. I'm a busy girl. I'm a busy girl. But the truth of the matter is I goof around a lot, okay? I play Candy Crush. I check my Facebook. I give Manny a hard time. I ignore my mother. That takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of planning to kind of hide and ignore my mom. I like to watch YouTube videos, you know, like Key and Peele, right? I like to sing. I like to, in the shower, pretend that I just won a Grammy, you know, for, like, best song. Or I won an Oscar for the best love scene, right? With, of course, Michael Fassbender. I'm like, oh, this would be my speech. This would be my speech if I won. I'm like, oh, me? Oh, me? Well, guys, I cannot believe you chose me. What an honor to be up against such other gifted actresses like Charlize Theron and Angelina Jolie, and oh my gosh, the fact that you picked me above those other witches, oh my gosh, thank you, and I do deserve it. I am good, yeah. In fact, I hope that the movie company allows me to do a sequel, because Michael Fassbender and I really made that scene look hot and steamy, and please, now that I'm an Academy Award winning actress, please choose me again for the next movie, or, you know what, a whole series, a whole, you know, franchise, please, absolutely. I want a, you know, little Barbie doll named after me. So anyway, I know what I would say up there. I would probably also, you know, talk about how gorgeous the guy is on the Oscar. You know how it's very muscular and very defined pecs on that Oscar guy. I've never seen the tushy of an Oscar statue. They don't really show the tushy because usually when somebody holds their Oscar, the hand is across the pelvis area, the waist. But I'd probably like look at it and go, oh, this is anatomically correct or not. Probably, I don't doubt it's anatomically correct. But anyway, so look, this is what I do in my spare time. So if the Lord ever goes, Dahlia, I need you up here. First of all, what would he need me for? I mean, what do I do that really makes a difference down here that would help up there? Unless Satan wants me. If Satan wants me, I'm in trouble. Oh, boy. Yeah, I know what Satan would have me do. Oh, man, I better start praying. I don't want to leave this earth. Oh, no, don't make me leave this earth. Okay, so anyway, back to you guys killing yourself with this machine, which I hope you don't do. I really hope you don't do. Anyway, so the device, let's talk about what this device is. This device is made up of a reusable machine base and a capsule that could serve as a coffin after detaching, so nobody has to move the body. Well, but don't you need to be embalmed and dressed up in your favorite dress? I do not have the outfit picked out yet. I tell you why. I know. You're supposed to have an outfit. I'm supposed to tell Corey what I want him to dress me in. Here's the problem. Again, this is another, you know, very secret confession. Please don't tell anybody. In order for me to look good in some of these dresses that I wear, I have to be in a crap load of Spanx, okay, and like skinny underwear, underwear that makes you look skinny. They're hard to get on. It takes me and an act of Congress to get into my Spanx every morning. So if I tell my husband this is my favorite dress, and he thinks he knows my favorite dress, it's not going to fit. Because there's no Spanx. And he needs to learn how to put Spanx on a corpse, you know? God forbid, I don't know what to do. I gotta teach Corey. That's, I don't know what to do with that one. If he doesn't know how to dress me, I could buy the same dress one size bigger. Actually, Spanx gets you two sizes smaller. I could buy the dress two sizes bigger. It's an idea. Have you guys even thought of that? What are you going to wear? You know, the other thing, too, is sometimes my underwear isn't, like, perfect. You know, that's another thing, too. You know, when you get embalmed, you know, they have to, you know, take off your clothes, you know, make you naked or whatever. You know, it's not a clean underwear thing. My underwear's always clean. But sometimes the elastic is less, right? So sometimes the elastic is showing. Hanes Her Ways is very comfortable, but sometimes the elastic is showing. And so you're trying to, I don't know, man. That's going to be rough. I better find out. You know what? I'm going to call up the local corner and tell them, look, dude, look, okay? If God forbid anything happens to me, I'm not going to be in the sexiest of underwear. So can you please close your eyes when you have to take off my underwear? Yeah. I don't know how they do it. Okay, so let's get back to this. Okay, so sorry, here we go. All right. So Dr. Nitschke said the coffin uses liquid nitrogen that could be legally bought. And the liquid nitrogen starts to flow once you take a seat inside the machine. Then you start to feel disoriented within 2 minutes. And the doctor says it feels like having too many drinks. Yeah, okay. We all feel that way now. Then the person will lose consciousness a few minutes later and then die in 5 minutes. The capsule also comes with an emergency window in case somebody changes their mind. And this opens, they say, I apologize, now I'm having a pop-up. They say, this opens right away once you click on it. Oxygen will then flow into the machine. You can also push a stop button before losing consciousness. Now, you know, people wishing to commit suicide is having this means to be able to do it yourself. It could be revolutionary. Nothing we doctors are going to be happy about. This is going to be something that we're really going to be like trying to stop on our end out here. I don't know when this thing is going to be available, and I do not suggest you buying one of these. I do not suggest that you trying to breathe in liquid nitrogen. And here's my question. If liquid nitrogen works so well in killing you, then why aren't we using this for our lethal injections or our lethal gas chamber? You know, why aren't we using this? Here we are. We're falling all over each other clumsily trying to figure out how to do a lethal injection, and they make it sound this easy. You feel drunk, you get to, you know, just pass out. Well, we'll keep you guys posted on this, but if you are suicidal, please call 911, call your hotline, 1-877-DOCTOR. We'll be right back.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings. Asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Absolutely devastating. These wildfires that have raged across Southern California, destroying hundreds of homes, forcing thousands and thousands of residents to flee. And forecasters and officials are warning that dangerous fires are going to be endangering the region for days. They say the wave of fires that broke out early this week spread quickly. I mean, we're talking less than 36 hours ago? I mean, wow. Mercilessly. And it's the largest blaze expended across a region. And this region is now basically geographically the size of Orlando, they're saying, according to Washington Post. Emergency responders hurried to evacuate residents, protect homes, shut down roads across the region. Authorities warned that the biggest fire was still, quote, out of control. Early Wednesday, crews were still trying to get into the area and the fire wouldn't let it. So the largest fire is known as the Thomas Fire. It erupted in Ventura County, northwest of downtown Los Angeles. The Thomas Fire tore across 65,000 acres by this morning. The blaze destroyed hundreds of homes, 12,000 structures, 27,000 people had to evacuate. Most of those fled had no idea if their homes were going to be destroyed or not. More than 1,000 firefighters were on the scene. This is, we're coming into Christmas time. It's winter. It's cold. It's, not really wildfire season. We have still no idea how the fire is going to start. They're not going to know until they get the fire under control. Stretches of cities and communities were evacuated. Numerous schools have been shut down in the area. In Los Angeles County, firefighters rushed to a pair of blazes that broke out on Tuesday. The Creek Fire north of downtown Los Angeles burned about 11,000 acres as of last night. There's now a smaller Rye Fire, they call it, R-Y-E. That churned through 7,000 acres by this morning. And I think there's another blaze within the city of Los Angeles, and it's called the Skirball Fire. That prompted a wave of evacuations in the Bel Air area. It also shut down Interstate 405. Now, the 405, that is a huge artery. The LA 405 shutting down during rush hour, we are talking major chaos. This commuter artery is huge. I had to take that when I wanted to get to the valley, from the valley to UCLA. The 405 basically connects northern LA down to, you can take the 405 all the way down to, San Diego. And it, I think it goes all the way up past Valencia and then dumps into the 5. After Valencia. But it's a major artery. And they said stretches of the 405 were shut and neighborhoods near the freeway and Mulholland Drive, parts of Bel Air evacuated. And the 405 basically connects San Fernando Valley, Santa Monica and other job centers on the west side of LA. So people couldn't get to work. Yeah, there's Sepulveda, but Sepulveda is, a two-laner? It's not going to do the trick. 220 firefighters are currently on the scene right now. Skirball Fire. It's next to Skirball Cultural Center. It's next to a Jewish museum and event space. And so it is absolutely devastating. Absolutely devastating. Murdoch's 21st Century Fox, Murdoch Moraga's estate. He operates a winery, lives with wife Jerry Hall in a 7,500 square foot house. He's also in the evacuation zone. UCLA. Is not technically closed. They are adjacent to the evacuated area, but they are monitoring the situation. This has been a very, very nasty year in terms of nature. Mother Nature has really released its fury on both sides of the country with this. The fires in California, it took forever to get those under control this summer, and then now, and then with what we dealt with the hurricanes, we're expecting a really nasty winter season. And some people blame global warming, some people blame climate change, everybody seems to blame Trump. I don't know why, where that comes from. And it's weather happen. Fires happen. It's you know, we have societies, we have buildings, we have cars, we have computers. You know, we have shirts and ties, and you know, we think we got control of our surrounding and of our community and of our environment, and no, we don't. Not in the least. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right, so a lot of you guys go out and exercise and you walk and you bike and you run. Well, if you do it in a highly polluted area, they say it counteracts the exercise benefits. A British study has gone a long way towards answering the question of which is worse, not exercising at all or exercising while you're breathing in bad air. And they find that in all participants in the study, irrespective of their disease status, okay, you do improve lung function when you walk, but you do have, unfortunately, if you walk in an area of high pollution, you seem to have, I guess, less of a gain of the pulse wave velocity, which kind of is a measure of stiffened arteries, and a remission of your increase in lung function. They said our findings suggest that healthy people as well as those with cardiorespiratory disorders should minimize walking on streets with high levels of pollution because it curtails or even reverses the cardiorespiratory benefits of exercise. You should walk in an urban green space area away from high density traffic. So the researchers looked at 120 volunteers, 60 years or older, 80 of whom had mild heart and lung disease. And they found that I'm kind of reading through this for you because there's a lot of scientific mumbo-jumbo. But basically, okay, avoid pollution. That's really what the interest, yeah, okay. They measured how much pollution the volunteers breathe. They measured heart and lung function. And they did this out of London. Now, London isn't the world's most notoriously polluted cities, you know, but streets like Oxford Street apparently has a lot of diesel pollution. All right, and then Hyde Park is a little healthier, more trees, bushes, grassy spaces. So Hyde Park may be a safer area to exercise. Manhattan, you know, we have Central Park in Manhattan, huge, phenomenal park. You know, it's a great park. Within it, you could probably get away from some of the pollution, but it's a park within Manhattan. Okay, I think what you need to do is every time you want to exercise, you need to fly out to Montana, go out there, you know, near Big Sky, and then fly back to New York. You got to probably do something like that. But listen, I'd rather you guys exercise, but we just can't underestimate the crap we're breathing in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So cruise ship passengers are not having a good time as they're experiencing an outbreak of vomiting diarrhea after eating the ship's quote-unquote bottomless brunch. 200 passengers have been vomiting and pooping and crapping and all that other stuff while they took a trip down on the Ovation of the Seas. Ovation of the Seas is a beautiful ship, carries more than 5,800 people. It was at sea for 14 days after a trip to Singapore. 195 patients reported suffering from GI illness. One passenger posted a video on Facebook showing hallways being sprayed by crew members in industrial cleaning suits after it docked in Tasmania. They said, "I'm on here now and basically a sitting duck with people in both cabins either side not well with the gastro," they said. "They are doing everything perfectly to avoid further sickness. I can hear them spraying outside my cabin. The finger food has been stopped. Other restaurants cannot be accessed. A certain galley tour has been canceled. And the bottomless brunch service had to be cut back." I'm going to be taking a cruise this Christmas. I cannot wait. One thing that's very, very cool is anytime you want to eat, you just roll downstairs and you just go to the mess hall area and eat. Man, I definitely don't want to get diarrhea, though. No diarrhea? 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.